You've had to tackle some pretty tough issues while you've led this agency, everything from the overdose epidemic, our opioid addiction epidemic, to fears about Ebola in a state with a really large Liberian community. What are you most proud of that you've had to tackle?
I think I'm most proud of the Department of Health itself and the amazing people who work there and the amazing job they do, sometimes under the radar screen. I'm also proud of our relationship with Rhode Island's communities. So we've spent, over the last 4 years, lots of time with the Hispanic community, with the African community, you know, with communities in our rural places. And those relationships have been wonderful and warm and rewarding, and I think have had a real significant and positive impact on the public's health. The other thing that I'm proud of is the work that we did together thinking about healthcare cost and understanding we have some levers to use to be able to impact cost.
We have had a very difficult time in this state really turning the tide on the opioid addiction and overdose epidemic. Why do you think that's been so difficult?
Well, remember, addiction is a very serious disease. There are two sides of this equation. One is the side of how many people are using. You know, at the end of the day, we haven't as a culture owned this problem, and we haven't said through and through, we've got real problems with substance use, and we need to do everything we can to get people to change behavior. So there's good evidence that says we have this problem as intensely as anybody in the country.
And evidence that says it's even worse in Rhode Island.
That's exactly right. That, you know, we're as bad, but probably among the most intense substance-using states in the nation. We've got to own that, and we've got to tackle it, and we can't do it by, you know, a meeting once a month. Everybody's got to get involved in changing this, and this is a cultural change like the cultural change that we managed to achieve pretty much around tobacco. We have to do the same thing for drug use.
Dr. Michael Fine, I want you to imagine that you're going to leave a to-do list on the desk of Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, who's taking over when you leave. What would be on that to-do list?
Well, certainly Dr. Scott, who's a great infectious disease physician, needs to set her own priorities and her own priorities for the department. Well, clearly we still have work to do about substance use and abuse. Clearly we have opportunities to control hospital and healthcare acquired infections, which continue to be a challenge. We have not gotten to zero with HIV.
Zero new cases.
Zero new cases. Mm. We could make Rhode Island the first state in the country to get to zero. We just have to work a little harder.
Setting aside issues of funding for the moment, to what extent do you feel the Department of Health has the powers and responsibilities it really needs to improve public health? You know, how would you design it if you could, or change it to serve the public better?
That's a great question. I think it actually has a fair amount of the power that it needs. What it needs, I think, is a little more social consensus about its role, so that, you know, we have the power to change the where flu vaccine is required, for example. You know, we only vaccinate about 50% of Rhode Islanders, and we could do a whole lot better. I don't think there's public support for doing that, and that's unfortunate. You know, I think it's public awareness and public support about the value of public health is as important as any power or lack thereof. If I could pull one example, I think primary care is an essential service, not a product. I think primary care is something that every Rhode Islander should have in every Rhode Island neighborhood and community. I don't think we have social consensus about doing that. And yet that social consensus is critical to us evolving a world in which we have the best health at the most affordable price.
Looking ahead at the governor's proposed budget for the coming fiscal year, very challenging economic times for Rhode Island, obviously. What gives you hope in terms of what will be funded and what gives you some concern?
Well, first, we always support the governor's budget. The Department of Health actually did reasonably well in the budget process. The context is over the last 10 years, the department has lost 25 to 30% of its state funding. And as a department over 10 years, we believe that we that we really need about $10 million more than we are going to get in this budget or have gotten in any budget in the last, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, if we're going to adequately address the responsibilities that have been given to us by the legislature. So how does that show up? It shows up we are way better in terms of the number of food inspectors than we were 4 years ago. We've more than doubled, which is great. But if we were going to inspect every restaurant every year, as we believe we ought to, then that number should double again. And you can kind of go down the line about the things that I think people think we are doing that we want to do, but that our current state budget can't support.
Dr. Michael Fine, what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to do a little writing and a little organizing. I think at the end of the day, the critical issue for health services is how well those health services strengthen and support democracy. And I'm actually a little worried about the extent to which people in Rhode Island and across the nation are engaged in the public process. So I want to have the opportunity, I'm looking for some opportunities to help people think about that kind of engagement, because that kind of engagement is necessary for health, and health is necessary for that kind of engagement. I have been incredibly lucky to have an amazing 4 years that's been, I've gotten to do nothing but learn and talk to people. I mean, how cool is that? And to work with 450 people who are amazing in their commitment to the public health.
Dr. Michael Fine is the outgoing director of the Department of Health here in Rhode Island. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.